One Heart to Win by Joanna Lindsay, narrated by Meredith Mitchell. Chapter 1. Rose Warren stopped crying before her daughter Tiffany opened the front door of their brownstone townhouse. But she couldn't get out of her mind the words that had provoked the tears. "Come with her, Rose. It's been 15 years. Haven't you tortured us long enough?" She usually let her daughter, who had turned 18 last month, read the letters from Franklin Warren. Frank usually kept them impersonal so she could share them with their daughter. This time, he didn't, and she wadded the letter up in her fist and stuffed it in her pocket as soon as she heard Tiffany's voice in the hall. The girl didn't know the real reason her parents didn't live together. Frank didn't even know the real reason she'd had to leave him. After all these years, it was best it remained that way. "Tiffany, join me in the parlor, please," Rose called out before Tiffany could go upstairs to her room. The afternoon light glinting in her shiny reddish-blonde hair, Tiffany removed her bonnet as she entered the parlor, then the short, thin cape from her shoulders. The weather was too warm now for a coat, yet a lady in New York City still had to be respectably dressed when she left the house. As Rose gazed at Tiffany, she was once again reminded that her little darling was not so little anymore. Ever since Tiffany had turned 18, Rose had said more than one prayer that her daughter would stop growing. She was already well above average height at 5'8", and often complained about it. Tiffany got that height from her father, Franklin, and got his emerald green eyes, too.